What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're coming at you 5 days a week with all the fresh Clippers news.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. And we have real Clippers news to discuss.
We do.
Because we are talking about opening night, which is feels almost surreal that it's here.
It feels too soon and also
I know,
so long gone.
I'm still like, we got some stuff we got to figure out, but we'll get all into that in a sec.
For sure. So we're going to be kicking things off with a preview of tonight's game, if you're listening.
Oh, yes.
against the Lakers. A lot to talk about there.
Yeah.
There are some key injuries for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be breaking down that, what we're going to need to do to win, what could go wrong. And then every single Tuesday, we take your questions. We appreciate them. We digest them.
Some of them are easier to digest than others.
Absolutely. So we're going to be talking some of those. And then, I mean, we got some great news in the shavings drawer, which we're going to close out with.
Absolutely.
Pod favorite, Derek Walton Jr. was signed to the 15th spot, I think.
I'm going to say fan favorite.
Per our recommendation.
Yeah, I think they took heed. And I believe Robert Flom was really also on that train as well.
Yes.
Shout out Robert Flom.
All right, so let's get into it.
So, I mean, Lakers and Clippers play tonight, which feels very surreal to say, but I'm excited about it. We have some notable injuries for sure. Kyle Kuzma will be out for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Rajon Rondo is questionable.
Yeah.
Which I don't really know the nature of his injury. I feel like he's going to have to play, though.
Caruso is probable.
Caruso's probable. I think he plays.
He's definitely going to play.
Yeah. For the Clippers, Paul George, obviously. And then no official news on Rodney Magruder's high ankle sprain. But based on the nature of it, I don't think we're going to be seeing too much Magruder.
I'm guessing we don't see him. No.
So that's our two negatives. Some good news. Kawhi is slated to play with no minutes restriction.
Which,
Max Power wanted to know about that. I think a lot of people did. I'm all for it, man.
I think, yeah, I mean, I would say I'm all for it, too. I think that the training staff is confident. I think that he's confident. I think what better way to gauge where you're at than going, you know, pretty close to, like, I mean, maybe not your peak potential, but going at least your sustainable pace at what you would expect to see in a game.
And against a team that is a legitimate threat in the West against us.
For sure.
Like it's a very legit test. It's not like we're starting off with like the Hornets or something like that. So we will get to see Kawhi, no minutes restriction against a LeBron who also does not seem to have a minutes restriction.
Well, and it's also the thing of, we talked about this through preseason, that there wasn't a whole lot of time to gel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now fresh out of time.
The time is up on the gel.
The season has started. So I don't see any way.
Yeah, we're not easing him in.
I don't really see any clear path to ease him in.
Yeah.
If, you know, we're hoping to out the gate, you know, set the tone for the type of success that we hope to have through the regular season.
So let's talk starters, potentially for the Lakers. I think we kind of have the same five we think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Avery, terrible Bradley at the one.
Really? You don't think it'll be Quinn Cook?
I think it's going to be AB.
All right.
They've talked about him so much.
Okay.
I don't agree with it. If I was the Lakers, I wouldn't start Avery Bradley.
Yeah. All right. No, I'll see to you.
And then Danny Green, who is good. LeBron.
Rousing endorsement from Charles Mockler.
LeBron, AD, and then
that LeBron guy's pretty good too.
Oh, he's okay. And then I'm thinking it's gonna be JaVale.
I would agree.
He's in better. I mean, I know Dwight's looked good or whatever, but JaVale has like been in game shape for a longer amount of time.
Also, just from a matchup perspective for me, I want Dwight's energy going against Montrez.
Off the bench. That's a really good call. So for starters for the Clips, I got Bev, Sham, Kawhi, and then this is where I kind of have the toss up. Mo or Green at the four,
mm-hmm.
and then Zoo at the five.
I think it's definitely going to be Green. And
just because of continuity?
Yes. If I'm proven wrong, I'm not going to eat my hat. But
is it between Mo and Green for you, though?
It is definitely between Mo and Green. To me, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're looking for. But yeah, like you said, continuity is a big deal. And if they are at all worried about these pieces gelling together, or, you know, having a little bit of a lackluster preseason, I think that like relying on what worked last year
for sure
is a pretty safe way to hedge your bets.
Yeah, we were caught before we were recording. We like threw out the idea because of the whole pick 'em lineup. We're like, man, what if they just start Lou and Trez for some reason? Like, I don't think that'll happen. I think it'll be a traditional lineup.
Yes, I agree.
So, all right, let's get into what we need to do well. The first one of the season that actually matters. LA Clipper Film Room, which if you're listening to this podcast and you have Twitter, you need to be following LA Clippers Film Room.
Yeah.
Fantastic. He wants to know the biggest things we're looking for in the opener. Rotations, rebounds. Rotations, I'm very excited about how these are going to look. And I'm a little scared and in the fun, excited, scared way.
I'm really excited. I guess the biggest rotation for me to watch is going to be what the minutes at center are going to look like. Through the preseason, I think there was only one game where I don't think that Ivica broke 20 at all. Most of those.
Yeah.
Most of the big games he played around like 16, 17 minutes against the Nuggets and against the Mavs. So I don't know if Trez will be, soaking up the rest of those minutes or if we will see some more experimental kind of lineups.
Do we see Patterson at the five at any point? It's just one of those weird possibilities. I'm not like advocating.
The size is there. I just don't think that it's. I would be very surprised if they had any sort of testing. If they had gone through any sort of beta before.
In this idea, it's like Jermichael at the four and then Pat at the five, or like some weird interchangeable thing.
It's interesting.
This is what happens when you have the sliding lineup put into your head.
Yeah, I just think that depending on how that starting unit is going to be able to score.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you need Trez with Lou at the five.
We need that
cohesion. in as many of those second unit minutes as possible.
We need that cohesion. And the preseason was so interesting because teams went one of two ways. You're either the Rockets, where you play your star and the Lakers did the same thing. They were trying to get a bunch of cohesion.
Yeah.
So they played a lot of their big guys, big minutes, which did end up working out for them towards the end of the preseason, I think.
For sure.
Whereas the Clippers went the complete opposite, where we haven't seen our big guys play together for any tangible amount of time in the preseason.
I feel like we still haven't truly even seen Kawhi as a Clipper yet.
Yeah, I totally agree. He played a bunch of minutes in the open scrimmage, which was great.
Yeah.
In that actual play, I'm really excited for the bench. This kind of goes into my next point for what we need to do well.
Oh, and I am worried, just back to LA Clipper Film Room's question, I am worried about the rebounding.
Oh, we'll get into that and what could go wrong.
30th in the preseason.
Yeah, that could be a little tough. The bench, so starting lineup-wise, we know what we got, we know what they got.
Yeah.
I think our starting lineup, the one that I mentioned, matches up a little better. The top talent, however, for the Lakers, currently, has the edge to me. With everyone as rosters as is.
Undoubtedly.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
no disrespect. I do think Kawhi is maybe better than LeBron, but they also have AD, which is what puts them over the edge for me right now in terms of just top talent, starter v starter.
I mean, you're talking superstars.
Yeah.
As great as Kawhi is, I don't know that he negates two.
Yeah, exactly. So the bench, I mean, I don't know who's going to stop the Lou and Trez pick and roll. I'd love to see, I guess, Quinn Cook and Dwight Howard deal with that.
Yeah.
Because that seems like what it's going to be. Or Jared Dudley and Quinn Cook deal with that. That's not going to go well for those guys. Our backcourt depth is seemingly so much better. Like KCP guards Lou.
I know. I'm curious. I'm curious to see how they're going to mitigate that. I would guess that you just see bigger minutes from... I mean, but even like watching LeBron or AD, I mean, I don't know.
Because like if you're the Lakers, you're playing them against the starters and when Lou and Trez are out there.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of minutes.
It is.
What do you think we got to do? What has to go well? Other than the obvious, Kawhi needs to play well.
So shots need to fall.
Oh, yeah.
They
do have to fall. Clipper Chiva wanted to know, actually, if we should be worried about Shamit's wrist injury. I say no.
So I'm not too worried about the wrist injury as of yet. It's on his non-shooting hand.
He played a bunch of minutes in that last preseason game. Played 36
Yeah.
in that game against the Mavs, which was kind of insane.
Yeah. So the thing about the shooting is I feel like, to me, this team is really built with two things in mind. The foremost being defense, mm-hmm. and then the other to me is just space.
Yeah.
And if that space isn't there, suddenly Kawhi has a lot harder time, I feel like, being a dominant scorer. And I'm not saying that he can't take over that sort of role. We've seen it time and time again. But if that's kind of the precedent that's getting started on opening night, that is like something to watch for. I mean, it's a little bit easier if shots aren't falling, who you're going to game plan for offensively on this Clippers starting lineup.
That's a good call. Can there even be a precedent set on opening night without Paul George? That thought popping over.
No, that's fair.
Because I think you're right, because if we are seeing this, all right, Kawhi, do your thing. Like we saw with Lou last year when we needed a bucket, it was a lot of like, all right.
Do you think?
What do you think? Maybe we should get a bucket or something. Like, I think that's a good call.
I shouldn't say precedent. That's not the right word.
No, but I know what you mean. Yeah, I was just going to say precedent two times in a row. Ball movement needs to be huge. We talked about how many minutes we think Terrence Mann is going to see.
Yeah.
I have honestly no idea. If the ball's not moving, I think we'll see Terrence sooner than some people think.
For sure. And I think, I mean, once again, like that ball movement is going to be predicated on the space that's able to be created.
Let's get into what could go wrong.
All right.
Boards could go wrong.
Boards could go pretty wrong.
They could go south.
Yeah. The good thing is, the one thing I will say is that in games where Ivica has had a harder time with the front courts, like kind of struggling to get rebounds above those guys, some other people do step up a little bit more.
Yeah, we can see one of those weird games from Pat where he snags like six or seven.
Yeah, from a positioning standpoint, obviously, you know, they can't battle with any of those guys.
Well,
but
Bev probably will.
Bev will.
I think Trez will really step. I think your thing about Trez versus Dwight, that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
I give the edge to Trez in that situation, also because it's a Clippers home game too.
Yeah.
And I think Trez is going to have a big game on the boards. For Trez, not like in a vacuum. I'm not saying he has to grab like 15 boards or something like that.
Yeah.
But Trez getting a double-double goes a hell of a long way to us getting a victory.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm worried about boards though.
Yeah. The rebounding is definitely a concern. Just
the LeBron, AD, JaVale 3 that's hard to get boards against. You know? Like,
yeah.
It just is.
Yeah. Are you confident in the defense against?
Yeah.
I am too. So that's one thing I'm not worried about.
I'm 100% confident in the defense.
Yeah. I mean,
Having not seen them play as a full unit, I'm still confident.
But we've seen Pat guard LeBron
with
a degree of success. I have no reason to believe that Kawhi can't handle AD.
Only real thing I'm worried about is, we talk about this a little bit in matchups too, is the switches. Mm-hmm. They pull Zoo out on the perimeter. They get, say, Jamichael starts at the 4. He's guarding AD. I love Jamichael Green, but guarding AD is very difficult in that situation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they get a switch and then it's Jamichael on JaVale or Dwight or something like that.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm really excited to see the help defense.
For sure.
I'm excited to see how that's working.
Yeah.
And how Rex and Lou have kind of put in their own personal touches. Transition defense.
That ties into what I want to say I'm worried about is transition defense. If they're rebounding better and they're getting out in transition, it's going to be a long night.
My thing about their transition though, and we've talked about this a little bit, they're old.
That is
fair. They're not the fastest team.
Yeah.
LeBron, I'm not going to say is slow by any means. He's still a very fast human being on the basketball court, but it's not the same powerhouse locomotive type thing.
Yeah.
AD really is going to be the biggest threat in transition, I think, scoring.
I'd agree.
He can handle the ball. Yeah, transition D might be tough. But I think, again, we haven't seen
especially a lot
of the starting five transition D together.
Definitely. And Kawhi does a good job calming those sort of things down. Mm-hmm. I think also you throw Patterson in there for stretches. He has a certain way of calming the defense down.
Yeah.
He's able to, in spurts, I think, get up and down the court fairly well.
For sure.
There's
no huge glaring things that could go wrong other than the boards for me. And I do say that with some recency bias after the preseason.
Yeah.
Which could be me buying into it too much.
Yeah, that's fair. I would have to agree. I think the boards are troublesome, but it will be like win, lose, or draw. It will be good.
If we tie last night, I don't know what's going on.
It will be good to see where that stuff is at a game level.
And the distribution.
Or, you know, even just a starting point.
Yeah, the distribution's a bit of a bugaboo.
Yeah, so.
But that, like we've talked about the continuity, I don't even know if I can judge that yet because we haven't seen everyone together.
So I think that we see a lot more of what we saw in limited minutes of Kawhi versus the Nuggets, which is just a lot of screens set for Kawhi.
They worked.
And he decides.
Him and Zoo work well together, it seems like.
He decides if he's going to pass or if he's going to score. I'm confident in it. I got to be honest. Like, if it was another player that's not Kawhi.
I know exactly what you mean.
Like, I would feel a little bit more worrisome about it, but that the second unit is already so shored up and we're so confident and that we know what it's going to look like, that gives a lot of relief.
Yeah.
And not to even sleep on Pat, you know, like he has some solid games and I don't doubt that he's going to be.
The intensity is going to be there.
He's going to be so charged up.
Coming up after this, we're going to continue this preview for you guys. Want to give a shout out to Indochino, world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. Start your style look right now with $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when you enter promo code LOCKEDON at checkout.
Get suited.
All right, continuing this preview, key matchups. I think we know a couple of the big ones. We've already touched on it.
Yeah.
Zoo versus JaVale and AD. And I put both of them here.
Interesting.
The sample size for Zoo versus AD is very small.
Yes.
It's been three games, two of the appearances. Zoo played 5 minutes the whole game.
Yikes.
The other one he played 30 plus.
Okay.
He's allowed 0 points to AD, but he's only guarded him for less than 12 possessions.
All right.
Which is kind of nice to look
at. Sample size.
You know, it's not bad. But the JaVale versus Zoo situation is a little different.
Yes.
JaVale, last time they played, JaVale went 5-for-8. Time before that, 3-for-6.
I think through their last year, through every matchup and possession that they had, I think he only held JaVale to something like 57%.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of talk of like who's going to guard, oh, Zubac's going to guard ID. I don't think they even maybe want that. I think they want to keep a smaller person on AD since they might already know
Interesting.
The Zubac thing versus McGee. Historically,
yeah,
I'm not saying it does, but historically, the points advantage is a bit in JaVale's favor.
Interesting.
Because if that matchup's exploitable, you already have someone smaller on AD. You have our biggest guy already locked up on your center.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that they might seek out the mismatch of getting AD on Zoo.
Like out just on the perimeter and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think they'll like try to get him out into space and get him to try and trail out to the perimeter. I think that he's going to have a lot of trouble with AD. But I do think that like the team is going to be able to communicate well enough to hopefully mitigate some of those switches.
I want to see some like jumping passing lanes. We had crazy active hands in the preseason.
It's true.
A bunch of people on Twitter were saying we might set the record for deflections and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's got to be at full capacity.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Definitely. Tonight.
Yeah, for the Tuesday game.
Tonight.
I think they'll see. Yeah, I think we're going to see Jermichael and Mo deal with AD a bunch.
Mo is an interesting.
I'm much more confident with Mo dealing with it.
Is an interesting matchup to me for him because he's so athletic.
Yeah.
I think maybe things are going south. You even toss Patterson in there.
He'll body you up and he'll put your belly on you or put his belly on you.
And it's interesting. You know, you probably don't want him defending out all the way to the perimeter, but you know, like cutting off driving lanes or in the post. I like that matchup for Patterson, to be perfectly honest.
That's a good call. We also have, I mean, Kawhi versus LeBron.
Yeah.
That's a huge one.
You think they don't roll back with the pat on LeBron?
I don't think so. I think you do that to maybe give Kawhi some reprieve.
Gotcha.
I think maybe when Kawhi's not on the floor and Bev is, it's like, okay, go be Patrick Beverly in LeBron's face.
I think that's a good call too, is a lot of the narrative, you know, coming into this season at where we do slot both Kawhi and Paul George has centered around really not wanting either one of these guys to bang with fours a yeah. whole lot or take that sort of...
No knocks.
Yeah, take those sort of knocks. So I think that that's a good call.
I also... I mean, if it's close, I think if there are really, truly no minute restrictions, I think we could see 30-plus from Kawhi and LeBron in terms of minutes.
What would be... What's your floor for what you want to see from Kawhi? Like, what would you be disappointed if you saw less than?
Minutes-wise?
Yeah.
I would be bummed if we saw less than... I mean, 20. That almost feels low.
I was going to say 25. Yeah. If there's less than 25 Kawhi minutes,
if
I'll kind of be
it,
like...
obviously.
Yeah, I think we're going to need it.
I do, too. It just... If the game is, for some reason, out of hand or something like that, for either side, I think we might see the, like, we're not resting, guys, but we're still trying to be in this game, but maybe a random spark will help us out.
Another key matchup I'm curious about. Yeah. Obviously, we've talked so much in this preview about LeBron and AD. What does their starting backcourt look like offensively?
Garbage.
I gotta imagine.
If it's... Okay, pick
any... Danny Green.
Danny Green, like I said it before, good.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you have Danny Green, and then you have Quinn Cook.
Or...
Avery Bradley.
Yeah.
For the game, that is their three healthy options.
Yes.
With Caruso being probable.
Yes.
I would rank that Danny Green, then Caruso, then very far Avery Bradley, and then very far Quinn Cook.
Okay.
Like, that offense, it's not there.
Yeah, yeah.
None of those people are distributors or ever have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without Rondo, I mean, like, the lack of playmaking.
And, like, I guess
I think their backcourt playmaking is maybe even more troublesome than ours without
Rondo
on the floor.
Oh, on opening night? Absolutely is. Without Rondo, yeah, who's making those plays?
Yeah.
And I guess you could argue, oh, well, that's... You know, you run point LeBron.
For sure. But that, I mean,
but
like...
But what
I think
about
that
when he has to rest? Yeah.
I know. But I think, like, one of the biggest knocks on our team, on the Clippers as a whole, has been the lack of playmaking. You and I have talked about it many times.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, we're walking into the same situation. It's the Spider-Man meme of backcourt playmaking.
That's a good call. I think...
Although I would give the edge, that being said, to the Clippers.
Yeah, I think... Because we just talked about, you know, if you're going to have LeBron as the point, you could also, you know, Kawhi might lead the team in assists in the opener. That's fully possible. Like, he might mess around and get... Yeah, like, I said this before, like, if, like, the top assist getter is at 8, and then there's, like, 4 or 5 people below that have 4 to 6...
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's an egalitarian, where the hell are the assists coming from type situation. I don't see that being able to be done for the Lakers.
Yes.
LeBron's got to get a triple-double.
Yeah.
Which is entirely possible.
Oh, yeah.
But someone else also has to pass a bunch. And I don't know, Jared Dudley? Like,
yeah.
Dwight? Like,
I mean, AD.
Not a very good passer.
That's fair. Yeah. In pick and roll, though, I feel like it's a little bit easier.
True.
It's, like, a little bit easier to make a read, maybe, than, like, running true point duties.
Yeah.
But, yeah, agreed. It's, I don't know who's passing. I also, like, it's the other thing, too, of, like, who are you even passing to?
Yeah, if you can find the open pass, the shot's probably going to be open and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But they're relying on, like...
They're going to be very reliant on Danny Green.
Yeah. Who can't... I mean, to his credit...
Knocks down big shots.
Can light it up.
Yeah. Like, a little... Can be streaky, but can also shine in big moments.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. After that, we have everyone can hit on our team.
Theoretically,
which goes back to those shooting woes, which I'm putting the energy out that that's all gone.
That's fair. You got any more matchups for this?
I don't. Are we getting to that score prediction?
Let's do it.
All right. I'm predicting... I know I've been kind of down on them.
Uh-huh.
I'm predicting the Clippers win.
Damn. I flip-flop too.
I'm predicting the Clippers win. I am high on hope. Okay. I'm giving Kawhi. He's going to play 30-plus minutes. Going to be real tired for the game on Thursday against the Warriors. I think if we...
Won't matter.
I think if we win this game... We drop the second one, and if we lose this game, we win the second one. I think it's a vice versa situation.
Either way, we're 500.
I think we win. I think the bench does it for us. I think Lou and Trez, when things are going bad, Lou gets to the line, Trez does his thing, and we remember and let everyone know why we still have the best bench in the league.
Agreed.
And Kawhi, I know maybe you're mad we didn't talk about him a bunch. He's going to do his thing. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
What do you got? Score-wise, 116-110 Clips.
Okay. I mean, I agree. I've flip-flopped on this. I felt back and forth. I think with the absence of, like, a designated playmaker in the backcourt, I mean, we all know what LeBron can do, but I still think that that makes the team maybe a little, like, there's maybe a little bit less of a vision.
For sure.
So I like the Clips in this one, too. I've flip-flopped back and forth on this. I think...
I'm ready to get hurt.
I think we take it... I'm going to say 109 to or 112 to like a buck 06.
That's fair. Let's anyway know what you guys think is going to happen. I think I know what most of you think is going to happen, which is great. Coming back for this, we got a couple questions and some shavings.
We're back.
So, Step Back Tree, fantastic listener. Thank you for sending the questions.
Great follow. Check them out.
Asked us a while back, I asked if you guys think Kawhi Leonard is done winning DPOY awards and if he could win an MVP. Pretty sure you answered yes and no very quickly. That is true. Why so? I personally believe he's at the peak of his career. If he puts together a fully healthy season, those awards are possible. I think they're possible. I just think MVP voters like the one-man show.
Well, I think there's an interesting argument to be made that Giannis was less of a one-man show than Harden.
Okay, yeah.
I do feel as though the team was constructed around him in a way that, I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't have quite as heavy of a burden as stretches where CP3 was out and, you know, Harden was going off at a historic rate.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, it's so much of it is about narrative and so much of it is, yeah, like you said, a little bit burdened on the individual.
The ability is there. I'm not discrediting Kawhi's ability in any way.
The ability is there. I think that he'll end up playing more games than he did with the Raptors. It's,
yeah.
By all accounts, that's what it seems.
Yeah, everything we're being told.
Seems like the way that it's trending. So he definitely has like a firmer position than he did last year.
For sure.
But yeah, it's just... It's going to be a thing where they're splitting votes between one another. I think that, yeah... I don't know. If all goes well, you know, they should be splitting votes.
That'd be great.
We should hope for that.
For sure. And the expectations are so high.
Yeah.
It's so stupid that the regular season award is given out. When is the MVP given out? Like months after the
finals
even happen? It's crazy.
Oh, DPOY though, I think is interesting.
I think Gobert has that on lock for the foreseeable future.
Forever?
While he's peaking, yeah.
I think that fatigue could set in.
I think people are romantic for the kind of defense Gobert plays.
It's very
old
style.
Not saying that they're right on that, but I think Kawhi, man, I think Kawhi will be like second.
What about Paul George?
Nah, I don't think so.
All right, well.
Well, that's another thing. I think Kawhi's going to take more of the responsibilities for the big time, you know, the one-on-one.
I think he might have the better highlight reel. I think that Paul George could have possibly a more impactful 82 game defensive play.
Well, 82?
60 games. 50 games.
But yeah, we were never doubting his abilities.
No.
It's such like a even keel. He theoretically, as we keep saying, doesn't have to carry as much.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Rudy, a.k.a. Raz 49ers. What's up, Rudy? Lob City era. Was said they couldn't match up with a small lineup. Now that we are practically small, how are we going to match up with the big lineup? How do you guys think we do against the big line?
That's a great question.
I think we see a bunch of wrinkles. I think sometimes this year we see Doc start Lou and Trez just to mess with the other team a little bit.
Yeah, or if not start playing heavy minutes.
Mm-hmm. And you said earlier spacing.
Yeah, I think spacing is going to be paramount to that. Obviously, this is something that I've been worried about a little bit through the preseason. Just those really talented front courts that you have, like, you know, Jokic and Plumlee.
The biggins.
Or even I was surprised how well Boban and Kristaps worked together.
I've like been trying not to think
about yeah, it's going to be a difficult matchup against those. I think, though, like with the level of spacing as well as the speed and... just the way the game is changing, I worry about it a little bit less. Yes, you do have your outliers like your Jokic's or certainly Kristaps.
Yeah,
or like an AD. But for the most part, I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like front courts aren't like the deciding factor really in games.
Yeah.
And they definitely can step up. But I mean, this kind of just even ties into my argument about AD, where like I do think the numbers are there and I think that he's a good player, but he hasn't to me contributed a whole lot to winning basketball.
Yeah, and then we have to do what the Spaghetster says. If we move the ball from one side of the court to the other at a lightning pace, which we saw, I think we saw the team do this for literally only a minute and a half for the whole preseason when things were really zipping around.
Yeah.
When that's working, I don't know how you can cover everybody.
Yeah.
With all those switches and stuff like that, I think that'll be huge. Lawler's Law, aka Papusa Boys, fantastic name, wants to know, regardless of the outcome, what does he think, what are we going to remember most about opening night?
Oh, interesting.
I think just seeing Kawhi come out.
I think, yeah, actually seeing Kawhi in a Clippers thing is going to be just a huge moment for this franchise. Like, no matter what happens, him just stepping on the court in this uniform, having made this decision to, out of any 30 teams, come here, I think it's a huge deal.
I'm going to be so excited when the hype video plays. If you haven't seen the new hype video before the game starts, it's amazing.
Great work.
Also, as an outlier, I'm probably going to remember if anything happens with the free Hong Kong shirts they're supposedly going to be handed out.
Oh, that's an interesting side plot.
I was talking with some friends and we were wondering if the NBA, if like they're going to turn people away who choose to put the shirt on.
I don't know.
I have no reason to believe yes or no, but it just, the situation is so FUBAR right now in terms of like.
It's also, we just have no, we have no precedent. We have no idea. Yeah. What, I mean, we've seen it happen, I guess, in other stadiums, but I think that it's a little different in Los Angeles. It's
way bigger. Yeah. We have to give a shout out. Derek Walton Jr. It was reported today. Signed for the last 15 spot.
Love it.
For the Clippers. I believe it is a non-guaranteed contract. Love it.
Yeah.
Is anyone mad at this?
I don't know how you could be.
He plays exactly what you want if you're the new Clippers regime and stuff like that. Hustle, heart, makes decisive decisions that are not risky.
Yeah.
He made all the, you know, for what his spot is in the team, he played it to a T in the preseason.
Yeah, averaged 3 or 4 assists.
Was, yeah, you know, I think solid. Only 1.5, maybe 2 turnovers, but still kind of put in a weird position. What are you going to do? You're playing Melbourne.
He gets to the rim well. He is just a fun player to watch, too. So
beast.
Hopefully this season we get to see some minutes from him.
We want to give a shout out to L Crossover and Devin Cito for the 5-star reviews on iTunes.
Thank you so much. Wow.
One of them was really nice. They said that, I think it was Devin Cito said, or no, sorry. It was L Crossover who said, I watched the Mavs game. I went to bed and then a podcast was there. They're like elves making shoes while we all sleep.
Definitely.
I'll take that. Yeah. That's one of the nicer things I've been called on the internet.
I wish I could be a shoemaker.
Dude, shoemaking an elf and a podcast. That's not bad. You have anything else?
No, we are firmly over time.
Firmly over time. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're probably going to be over time tomorrow with the recap of the episode. Hope that's okay.
Yeah.
We're here.
It's the season, guys. Let's do it.
Let's get psyched. Thank you so much for listening. I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William, the Opinion Uptake. Appreciate you.
Shit, how far over were we?
This is 33.
Oh, we're totally cool.